From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, 9/19/19. I'm Marty Derlin.
You know, we are within a two-hour drive of millions of people, and those millions of people have had a tendency in the past to just go to Napa and to Sonoma counties. We're only an hour outside of that, and we are seeing a surge in people thinking that those have turned into more of a Disneyland type of adventures, and the authentic California experience is what they're looking for, and that's one of the reasons they come here. We want to have people come in and be able to say, wow, I can breathe, and I can park, and I can walk wherever I need to go, and everybody here is so nice, and I don't have to worry about my child riding their bike down the street or whatever the case might be, because it is so authentic, and I think that we can still get a large percentage of the tourism dollars without turning and selling out to other entities which have chosen to go with having high volume, high volume, high volume, and lose who they are. I think we can move forward without doing that.
That's Una Workabaugh, director of the Greater Ukiah Business and Tourism Alliance, newly formed as of July of this year to support both tourism and business in Ukiah. She and Travis Scott, director of Visit Mendocino County, both stress the California lifestyle that's at the heart of promoting tourism here.
You know, oftentimes, if you're in the tasting rooms in our inland valleys, you are having wine with the winemaker. He's actually pouring your flight, he or she is actually pouring your flight of wines, which is something that you don't necessarily get anymore in the larger wine regions. So tourists come here for the experiences, to experience part of our lifestyle that we live here in Mendocino County, the food that we have here in Mendocino County, beautiful coastline, our inland vineyards. We've got wonderful craft breweries, we've got wonderful, you know, distilleries, hiking trails, biking, all of those kinds of things.
And one more thing, legal cannabis. Recreational cannabis was legalized as of January 1st, 2018, and the impact of cannabis tourism is just beginning to be felt in Mendocino County.
This is, I'm going to say, ground floor in cannabis tourism. Just this year, our board has accepted the responsibility of promoting cannabis tourism to Mendocino County. Which is something that we don't take lightly. It's, you know, a new frontier, so to speak, in tourism. And the way that we look at it is that we really need to work with the partners and stakeholders in that industry itself to come up with a clear message as to what we're saying about cannabis tourism in Mendocino County across the board. The other part that is really important for us as an organization is that we don't just jump in and start, you know, with marijuana leaves, you know, on all of our advertising, that we really work strategically at integrating it into our marketing plans. And so what we're doing is we are working with a company who creates strategic plans for organizations, and we're working with them to create a strategic marketing integration plan, so that once we really have all of our ducks in a row as a county with regard to cannabis tourism, we can say, okay, well, this is how we're going to implement the marketing of that and that message out and get it out there.
According to analysis by two sales tracking firms, ArcView Market Research and BDS Analytics, the state of California will see $3.1 billion in licensed cannabis sales in 2019. That's a 23% increase over 2018. Because the state's illegal sales are much higher at an estimated $8.7 billion this year, and because of California's long history with illegal marijuana, entities like Visit Mendocino County are being careful about how they market the legal industry. But there's no doubt, says Workabaugh, that legal sales are already a factor here. can you tell if tourism is increasing because of the cannabis industry?
It absolutely is. I have a great relationship with several of our cannabis industry leaders that are here in the region. And so they're employing a lot of people that are from outside the area, and they're really excited about what they're doing. When it comes to tourism specifically, I'm actually sitting on a panel board in 2 weeks about tourism and cannabis, because we don't have policy really in place right now to be able to consume, to be able to try, to sample like you do in the wine industry. All of that policy still needs to be made. And I'm just referring to citywide right now.
Okay,
so there are different tour companies that are coming up out of both Sonoma and Marin County that are coming up here and doing more private kind of tours. We want to open that up to be more inclusive. I don't know if you've ever been to the Tillamook Cheese Factory in Tillamook, Oregon, but something along those lines where people will actually get to see where the cannabis comes from and they'll get to experience what it is and what it's not. I mean, the industry has been under such a black veil for so long that I find it really highly educational, regardless of where you stand with cannabis. In my opinion, it's rather like tequila. Whether you like tequila or not, the process is interesting, and you would never not go into a restaurant because they happen to serve tequila. So it's more about educating folks as to what the product is and why it is and how exciting this time of are really of our uncensoring is.
For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. Check out all our local stories, plus photos and more, at kzyx.org.